Filtered water is the main ingredient. Coconut milk is 8%. Do you want to know what the next two ingredients are?
Yeah.
Grape juice concentrate and rapeseed oil. And then faba bean protein. And then loads of like mad stuff.
Is this how we're going to start the podcast? You listing the ingredients to coconut milk.
I'm trying to tell you why you're... It doesn't even say coconut milk on it. It just says cocoa dairy free. They can't legally call it milk.
Yeah, but at least no baby cows were killed.
You don't kill a cow for milk.
They kill the babies, the little boy cows.
Yeah, right.
They kill them when they come out. They say, is it a boy? Killed.
That's true, yeah.
That shut you up, didn't it?
Well, no, I'm still talking. I don't drink milk either, but I don't use that stuff.
Okay.
I do sometimes drink milk.
Should we just use that?
We've started. It's good to be back.
Hello. Welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? We're back.
Yes, we're back.
We are back.
This is the beginning, right? Not the bit before about milk.
I don't know. That's up to Elliot.
Okay.
Because neither of us know how to edit.
The milk chat's in.
Is that how we started this?
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, people need to know.
Yeah, all right.
Goodness, it's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, I don't feel excited to be back. I feel like kind of just okay, this is nice.
Great. Well,
just like sort of comfortable, isn't it?
That's reassuring.
Do you feel
for people
excited
listening?
Or comforted?
I feel a bit like, fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Guess we better start doing the podcast again because people have been angry.
Yeah, well, you cancelled two podcast recordings in July.
I know, I'm sorry. We had things on this summer. But I haven't seen you since we last recorded the podcast.
So yeah,
are we even friends anymore or are we just podcast colleagues?
That's because you cancelled two records in July.
You can't even say records.
Records.
Records. Two records.
Yeah, no, we're definitely friends because I called you once to check in to make sure you're okay.
No, I called you.
I've got text message saying I'm going to call you and you're like, why? And I was like, just to check in and you were surprised.
When was that?
July.
I don't even remember that. I blocked it.
You blocked me on WhatsApp.
I blocked it mentally. Actually, I didn't want to think about it.
I blocked all my housemates on WhatsApp.
Why?
Just we had a bit of a fallout.
What happened?
They said I had ants in my bum crack. And they renamed the house group to Ant Bum Crack Man or something like that.
Sunil, I think you're being bullied.
Yeah, no, so I blocked them.
Yeah, that's what you should do with bullies.
And then, yeah, it's fine now. And then I said to them...
But are they still saying things about
no, they're not.
Your
no,
bum?
No, they're, no.
But you wouldn't know because you've blocked
behind
them.
Behind my back, that's fine. Behind my back is fine.
It's to your face.
To my face, I don't like. And then I told them I had loads of mates anyway, so I had to name all my friends in front of them.
How many did you name?
104.
You don't have 104 friends.
I panicked because that's what Alan Partridge says. He says, I've got 104 friends. So I said I had 104 friends. Then I had to name all of them.
How far
I still did
you
it.
Get?
I did it.
You got to 104.
I got to 104.
Absolutely not true. Absolutely. I don't believe it. Go.
No, I'm not going to
go.
No,
go. Please.
No, I refuse to
go.
Do that. No.
What list your 104
what number
friends?
Was Harriet? How long did it take you to get to Harriet?
It took a long time to get to Harriet.
What?
It's like you, the ones that you're in contact with a lot, you forget about them a bit.
What? Why? Why? You'd remember them.
I wasn't allowed to look at like my phone or anything. I had to do it off the top of my head. And
you need to get a job. How this is mad.
Why is this
just
mad?
All of you sat at home like it's some kind of sitcom from the 90s.
Why do I need
just
to get a job?
That's, listing friends and calling each
evening?
Other ant bums.
Have you been?
Don't deflect.
I'm not. I'm asking
Start
you
listing
how you are.
Your friends.
No.
Please,
no,
list five friends.
No,
it'll take list
ages.
Five friends.
It'll
I don't believe it.
Take
you ages to list
Sean
five
McLaughlin.
Friends. Sean McLaughlin. That's because you just called him because
Johnny
you screwed
Pelham.
Him over with a car.
I did not screw him over with a car. You can't just say stuff like that and not explain it.
Okay. Do you want me to explain it then?
Go on then. See, let's see what
Sean
you think happened.
Sean trusted you. Sean thought you tricked Sean. You bamboozled him into thinking that you are somebody that knows something about cars. When actually... I have never met someone that knows less about cars and has worse luck with cars. I've had the same car for years now. You have had multiple cars, air conditioning's broken, often problems with the temperature, spiders in the glove compartment.
Not in the glove compartment.
Spiders everywhere.
No, they were in the door
spiders
panels.
Spiders absolutely
They were in
everywhere.
The door panels. Yeah, go on, finish the story.
And then he trusted you. You said, oh, I know about cars, Sean. I'll take you to a good place, get you a good deal.
Yeah.
You probably knew the owner of the of the garage. So you were in cahoots and you got a little backhanded cash for it.
Yeah.
A backhander from the man. or lady at the garage. And then Sean got this car and it broke down 2 days later and he trusted you.
And then what happened?
Well, we haven't heard about it since, so it must have,
we don't know.
Must have gone.
That's a shame, yeah. I just spoke to Sean, actually. He said, he took it to the mechanic and the mechanic said it was remarkably mechanically sound apart from that one single problem.
Yeah, but why would you get him a car with a problem?
I didn't know I had a problem when we drove it.
Disgusting.
I think it's disgusting.
Do you?
You're posing as an expert when actually you're
I'm
a fraud.
I'm not posing as an expert.
You're pretending, you know.
Have you bought cars before? I went, yeah, I bought a few.
Yeah, but
went,
too many cars. You bought too many. That should be a red flag, actually.
I got given that Saab. I didn't buy that.
Yeah, but you don't have to accept it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have accepted it. It cost you more money
in the long run.
No, it
didn't break down ever.
And there were spiders everywhere.
It didn't break down ever. It's just that you couldn't turn the hot air off.
Very warm.
He said you can come back in the winter. He said you come back in the summer, we'll turn it on to cold, and then come back next winter and turn it on to hot. He said in order to fix the problem, we've got to take the whole front panel off.
Why don't you just do it?
The car was worth like 200 quid. I couldn't be bothered.
Okay.
It's a lovely car, that, though. Ran like a dream.
Apart from the fact that it was really, really hot.
Yeah, your one was off the road because it was missing a bit of seatbelt in the back. You had to keep it off the road for what, 2 months or something?
Yeah, you can't. Exactly. Apparently, you can't drive even if someone's not in the seat if there's a seatbelt bit missing.
What a pathetic way to have your car off the road.
That is not pathetic. It's sensible in case somebody, I have a fifth person in my car and they need a seatbelt.
Yeah, but you weren't planning on it and you still weren't allowed to drive it.
What?
You weren't planning on having a fifth person in the back, but you still weren't allowed to drive it on your own.
Yeah, but I don't go around posing as an expert.
I don't
get
posing
backhanders
as an expert
from garage people.
I get a backhander.
How much do you make? Tell us how much do you make off Sean's dodgy car.
I didn't make
how
anything.
Much? How
I,
much
I actually,
do you
he
make?
Just paid for the train ticket. I went, helped him out.
You know the real loser here, Sean.
I think Sean's done very well, actually. This car's got a very low mileage, full dealer, main dealer service history. One lady owner. It's only got 33,000 miles on the clock.
What do you mean one lady owner?
That's what you got to look for in buying a second-hand car.
It's why? A lady owner.
Yeah, because notoriously, ladies are very, like, they keep look after their stuff.
Have you been in my car? Do you think that stands up? Would you say
look,
that this
always
lady
look for
owner...
one lady owner, unless the previous lady owner was Harriet Kemsley.
You go in and say, how many lady owners doth this?
They put that in the adverts. They say one lady owner, because that's
no,
always...
No, they don't.
They do.
They don't. They don't say there's been a lady owner.
They do. They say one lady owner. I know, it's weird. There's one lady owner. Full main dealer service history. That's the main important bit, though.
What does that
mean? Means it's been regularly serviced at a Honda dealership.
Why do you care about Honda so much?
It's a Honda.
How much a Honda?
That's
paying
yeah.
You?
How much a Honda paying you exactly? Where are these backhanders from
Toyota,
Honda?
So I don't really. I'm not a Honda man.
Anyway, Sean should be less trusting. And he should think for himself and not think that you are the one that's going to help
Sean,
him.
Sean, if you're listening,
you can't
could
help
you please...
Him.
You can't text in, can you? It's not a radio show.
It's not live. How do you think this works?
Can you tweet why Harriet cry?
And we don't check that account.
Harriet's lost the password, so she'll be replying as herself. But just tell her she's wrong. And Elliot as well. Tell you what, don't let Elliot move into your flat.
Wow.
No, Sean. Yeah. Sean's the people's princess. He won't be listening to you.
Okay, fine. We'll see.
Leave him alone.
Good start to the podcast.
Sorry, Sean. My dad listens to the podcast.
Why are you saying that in such a worried way?
I don't
way?
Know. Well, I just became panicked in case we said anything. What have we said?
I haven't said anything
two,
wrong. You've lied
now.
Your way through the first 10 minutes of this podcast.
Oh, God. No, but I mean, I'm just thinking of the back catalogue of this podcast.
Oh, don't work your way through that.
I can't think about it, can I? I just have to move forward. From this day onwards, just imagine my dad is in the room.
Elliot, can we go back to every single podcast for Harriet and remove anything she says that's bad?
That would be fantastic. Thank
about
you, Elliot.
Her dad,
if you have
or just
free...
in general.
No, I'm not saying... I'm not going around slagging my dad off. Just like anything about, well, like... I haven't slagged...
No, I'm saying, well, you don't know, do you?
I do know.
What's worse is that you probably haven't mentioned your dad enough.
I think he'd prefer that.
Would he? Okay, all right.
I think he'd prefer I didn't talk about him.
A big segment going down for your dad here.
Hi, Dad. My brother wants nothing to do with it. He's in the other room, says he'll never listen.
Well, he's...
Never.
Well, we better keep it down then, so
yeah,
he doesn't.
Yeah, you can probably hear through the wall, yeah. So it feels weird because I haven't seen you for so long. Do you think we have any...
That sounds like a script. Are you even saying that or reading it off?
Something I wrote down earlier. that's what I mean. It's stilted. It's like we have nothing left.
No, that's fine. I spoke to you a few weeks ago.
Is there a friendship remaining?
I spoke to you
Called you twice in Edinburgh, because Sunil went to Edinburgh Festival, and each time I called, you seemed like perturbed, put out.
Yeah, but that's sometimes like, it's the way you...
Confused as to why I was calling.
Sometimes it's the way you start a conversation on the phone.
Oh, no. What do I do? Yeah.
You just go in with like when you say hello, it's always as a question.
Like hello?
Hello? It's like, yeah, I'm here. There's always, I don't know, there's something frantic about it that made me feel like there's an emergency.
I get panicked calling people because I'm putting myself out there and then I think you're not gonna answer or that you're not gonna call me back. Right. So it's like there's a lot of stress going into it.
I would call you back.
Thank you.
And I did, didn't I?
No, did you answered first ring, actually, just like you were waiting. It was... But no, you seemed annoyed. I think you, I don't know if you were doing something or you were like, why? Like, that's the vibe that I got.
No,
like...
that's you just thinking I was annoyed. I wasn't annoyed.
Yeah.
But you were driving, so you're probably thinking about two things at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's quite stressful.
Yeah.
What were you calling for?
I was calling to check in on you and see how you're doing, because the Edinburgh Festival can notoriously be a very difficult time.
This is what... Yeah.
Just checking in on your
mental
health.
I think what annoyed me was that you were calling to check in on me because the Edinburgh Festival can be a notorious difficult time.
That annoyed you?
I think that I was worried. Is she checking on me because she thinks I've had a breakdown or something?
I would never think you'd have a breakdown.
No, and I was absolutely fine, but I was annoyed at the insinuation in my own head that you thought I might be needing a call because I was.
I know you'd always be worse off before Edinburgh, and I knew that from when you ordered all the trainers.
Yeah, okay.
Your yearly pattern of panicking. I only ordered two,
and I actually did need them this year.
Two's too many.
Why?
It's too many to buy at the same time. You only ever need one pair of trainers, do you think?
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah, I think if you think that you only ever need one pair of trainers, then. That's fine. You can live your life like that.
Actually do need more pairs of trainers than that, actually. Yeah, because I accidentally washed mine and turned them green.
There you go.
So actually, I do need some more trainers.
Are they here?
No, I put them in the bin because they're green.
You put them in the bin?
Yeah.
Okay.
They looked really weird. Anyway, so...
Yeah, it was nice. We've had two phone calls since the last
podcast. Yeah, we've just been living very different lives.
Well, we've both been very, very busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you allowed to talk about what you've been doing?
I've been doing a show which is coming out next month.
Okay.
Called Pants on Fire.
Are you going to buy me a new iPhone?
Absolutely not. Why would I buy you a new iPhone?
Because wasn't the agreement if we've had a windfall in terms of work, no. I'd buy you a soda stream?
No, the agreement was, and you know this agreement, and I have stood by and not let it affect our friendship, but the agreement was we both went up for a certain advert for a certain company called Nationwide.
But I offered to buy you...
One person at this table got...
But I offered to buy you the soda stream and you're like, no, I don't want it.
Obviously, I can't say yes.
Why not?
Although, actually, I'm not meant to have fizzy drinks.
Why not? What do you mean? Not even fizzy water?
It can affect polycystic ovaries, apparently.
What? Sparkling water?
I don't know. Bobby read it somewhere, but I don't know where he read it. He said you shouldn't have too many fizzy drinks. It makes you bloated, apparently. He found it online.
Okay.
If you have polycystic ovaries. But I don't know what that means, that it gets in your ovaries and it bloats them. I don't understand.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I would like a soda stream though. But so the agreement was if one of us got the advert because it was a good chunk of money, that they would support the other one. So then it was like we were both winning
support.
And it wouldn't affect our friendship. But one of us get it and one of us just took the money and ran.
What would you like to the
that
equivalent
you.
Value
you
of a
You were
soda
the one
stream.
That took the money.
What do you want?
Yeah, but what am I meant to say?
Go choose
oh, yeah, you're meant to just do it and be like,
the same value.
No, it was an agreement and do it.
But I don't think you want the soda stream.
I do want a soda stream.
But you just said you can't because of your ovaries.
Yeah, but that will last 3 days.
What, the idea of that affecting your
I'll
ovaries?
I'll forget in 3 days.
Right,
yeah,
I'll order
forget
one for
it
you
makes me bloated.
Early
no,
next
because
week.
I'm going to say no because that's what is the polite
well,
thing to
clearly you want one. Stop being
no,
polite. I've offered
no,
you something.
I'm going to say no
right,
because
I,
that's
I
polite.
I want you to buy me an iPhone.
That's not an agreement. If I had got the advert, that was the agreement that I got your secondhand iPhone.
Right, well, Helen Bauer also got an advert.
But I had no agreement with Helen Bauer.
And she set up a
Helen
WhatsApp
knows me
group.
Nothing.
What?
Helen knows me nothing.
No, no, but she basically...
My beef is not with Helen. It's with you.
But everyone she'd offered stuff to just said yes immediately.
Who did she offer stuff to?
Her friends.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I should have
the Helen
deal
is
with
Rich
Helen.
Fund is currently dispensing
I
money.
I've got to deal with Helen. Why did I make a deal with you?
I
picked the wrong horse. Yeah, I called you a horse.
You also called Helen a horse as well.
We're all horses because we're all in the race. We're all horses. My horse got lame and
I'd I'd really like to buy you a soda stream, but I want to make sure you actually want it and you're going to use it.
I really want a soda
Otherwise, I'd like to get you something to the value of a soda stream.
How much is so? You can just give me cash.
I'm not going to give you cash. That's okay. Not the same thing.
I'd really like a soda stream.
But do you, though?
I can't ask for it.
You don't actually want one. I offered it to you as a joke and you were like, yeah, all right.
No, I was being nice.
Are you looking at the price of soda streams?
Yeah, because I was just trying to see what I could get.
Well, I'm going to get you the cheapest one. They're all the same. They just dispense gas. Then you know you have to buy the canisters of gas every now and then. They're 15 quid each.
Get me a few. Start me off.
No, they're refillable, so it's a waste.
Start me off.
You only need one.
Where do I get them?
Argos.
But what? I'll
get you one,
with?
And then you take it back, and they swap it for a full one.
Oh my god!
What?
This is much more.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. It's not just free gas on demand.
Can you not get a gas machine?
A gas machine?
No, is there a gas machine?
That
blows up. What about something that blows up Lilos?
Yeah, those things. No, because you need carbon dioxide.
Put some carbon dioxide in it. The thing that blows up Lilos. Yeah.
You mean a gas canister?
Yeah.
Right, get you a gas canister.
Yes, please.
Yes, like I said, I'll get you a gas canister to go
great,
with.
Thank you. Great. Will it blow up a Lilo as well?
It'd be a real waste considering the cost of the gas in that canister.
Right, okay.
But you can actually buy a massive one. And then rig up a machine to make it fill.
We've got a barbecue thing. Is it the same thing for the barbecue?
No, I don't know if that. No, that's. I don't know what gas that is. That's just gas. That's natural gas.
Right.
That's for burning.
Who knew there were so many types of gas?
Well, a cursory look at a periodic table, I think would. No, okay. There's a lot of gases on there, aren't there?
Copper.
No.
Magnesium.
Well, to be fair, like at certain temperatures, things change from liquid to gas or. You know,
my dad's gonna love this bit. have you had a lot of fans since your Nationwide advert?
Oh, absolutely none.
You?
No, nobody
said.
Phil Ellis did.
Who you already know?
He sent me 8 screenshots of the Twitter search for Nationwide advert, and everyone was very angry.
Oh, why? Oh, they've always send hated. They've all.
Oh, I don't know.
It's a bad friend.
I think he was bored.
Yeah. Jealousy, that's what that is. Jealousy. Yeah.
No, I've not had anything. I've had a man tweet me saying
Phil Ellis.
No, saying he's called Sunil and everyone thinks it's him in the adverts.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So just because of you looked similar.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tweet you?
Huh?
Do you want me to tweet you?
No, I know you.
But I could just tweet you. We could both tweet you something.
Yeah,
like
I know you both. You can't tweet me.
Just say, I saw someone on the Nationwide advert. Very good, Helen Bauer.
Weren't you on Cats Does Countdown the other day?
Yes.
Has anyone stopped you in the street for that?
No.
Really?
No.
Does no one recognise you?
No, because I have makeup on.
Oh, yeah, you do. Nice. Yeah.
And in real life, they're like, don't think it could be the same person.
But then if they just watched you in action.
Ages.
They just watched you in action for a minute, they'd be like, oh, it is the same
person. If they watched me for a while trying to cross a road or something, then they'd be like,
trying
is that
to cross
that?
Is that the big dummy from?
I've actually there's a new thing that's come up. There was an article that I found when I was looking for, because I'm doing some tour dates. Questions. This article I'll show you.
Yeah.
Saying is Harriet Sean Locke's daughter? And there's a whole article about whether.
Let's have a look.
I'm Sean Locke's daughter. That's
that on Russia Today?
No, why'd it be on Russia Today?
Oh, you just took a screenshot.
Yeah, I just took a screenshot.
Harriet's real parents, Fiona and Graham. Hello to you. You did a sketch where you were Sean Locke's daughter.
I just kept calling him Dad, and so someone wrote that. We also found something else on the internet.
What a lot of stuff there is on the internet.
The internet, yeah, found so much on the internet.
Yeah.
You've actually got away quite lightly. And this is what happens if you Google Harriet Kemsley.
Yeah.
It says...
oh, no.
So it says Harriet Kemsley Wiki, Harriet Kemsley Disability,
yes.
Harriet Kemsley Harriet Kemsley Illness.
Yeah.
Harriet Kemsley Age, Bobby Mair. So
just on his own.
Yeah. So they're the things that
should
come
I do
up.
Mine?
Yeah.
No, but mine will
illness,
be
illness, disability.
But mine will be all the other Sunil Patels in the world, won't it?
Maybe that guy on Twitter.
Actually, do you want to do it? Because mine will be skewed.
Sunil Patel whisper.
What?
Sunil Patel agent. Oh dear,
whisper
you should
films.
Get an agent. Some people are looking for your agent.
LinkedIn?
Did you type that in? Did you search Sunil Patel agent?
Isn't that, where's my agent? I thought I had one.
Seriously, if any agents are listening, you should represent Sunil. Whisper what? Films co-founder Sunil Patel.
Yeah, he's friends with David Coulthard.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's not me though, is it?
It's not you. It's not you. Who's who's David Coulthard?
He's a former racing driver, F1 racing driver.
Oh, I thought he might be a film director.
No.
So, yeah. And then this is Sunil Patel Twitter. So that was probably the real Sunil Patel.
Looking for his
for
Twitter.
You so we can tweet you about.
The real Sunil Patel. I'm going to have to change all my handles to real Sunil Patel.
Sunil Patel Edinburgh. Sunil Patel LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Ah, people looking for your LinkedIn account.
Yeah. Someone looking for me at PricewaterhouseCoopers there as well.
Really?
PwC.
Whoa, ooh. Maybe you've got that's your next advert.
No, an advert for an accounting firm.
Oh, is that what that is? I didn't know.
I think they think there's probably a Sunil Patel who works there.
Yeah, maybe.
I reckon
probably. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
What are you doing now then? You're just pottering around at home? You haven't got anything to do?
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
How are you occupying your time?
I'm getting up every morning and writing between 8 and 10.
Right. And then what, though? That's quite a long chunk of the day left.
Then I went back to bed for a bit because I just... Oh, no, I went to the gym.
Yeah?
Then I went back to bed and then you guys came.
Oh, no, I mean like on a day-to-day basis.
Oh, right. Yeah, that really...
You're a bit bored.
Yeah, it's just a bit... The weather's a bit... Like, it just feels like everything just feels a bit bleak.
Aren't they?
It's just been a fun summer and then now it's over.
You went on holiday, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to Croatia last week.
Yeah. How was that?
Really nice. Have you ever been to Croatia?
No, I'd love to.
Absolutely lovely. Beautiful beaches. With Bobby.
Mm.
Very nice.
Lovely.
And we didn't really do very much. There's not really very much to say. I read a lot of books.
Didn't you go on holiday in July?
I went for 3 days to Spain with my sister.
Oh, yeah. Just another holiday, is it?
Just been all over.
No, fair play.
Have you been on any holidays?
This year?
Edinburgh Festival for a month.
I suppose you could call that a holiday.
Yeah.
I went to the Cotswolds in January.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, I'm just telling you what
holidays
I've done
holiday.
This year. Yeah, I think so. I haven't been on holiday this
That's
year.
Not true. You went on a lad's holiday.
When?
I don't know. When
exactly.
You went to Ibiza.
I didn't go to Ibiza. I went to Barcelona, Berlin and Amsterdam last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
And this year...
Wow. Do you want to go to Alton Towers?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to go to... Kew Gardens.
Yeah, I do actually.
Do you?
We're going to go for the lights, Kew Garden lights at Christmas. You can come.
That's a long time off.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So you've been a bit down since Edinburgh.
I've been down.
I've
felt
it.
I thought I'd take some time off from like doing any gigging or writing, and it's been more boring than I could imagine.
Yeah. Isn't that sad though? They always say like you can't get bored if you are interesting. That's what people say that I read, actually it's impossible to get bored if you have your own imagination.
That's what your parents used to tell you when you were a kid to stop you pestering them because you were bored.
No, I read it in a self-help book and it said you can't be bored if you're...
It's more like I feel like I should be doing something but I don't know what. Like I don't know how to just relax and
do
nothing.
That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, it's like... But anyway, it's all right. It's only a couple of weeks and then I'm back on it on Thursday.
Back on what?
Back
to making people laugh again. Yeah, your drug.
I guess so.
Do you think you feel like sad, like a clown, because you don't have anyone to laugh at you?
No. What is this? What is this interviewing technique? Barbed insults, couched as
is
questions.
Is that why you're desperate for your housemates to like you, and they let you say that they have ants come out of your bum because you're desperate for attention, and you want them to tell you how nice you are,
and then
funny.
To get them back on side, I bought a Nintendo Switch and put it in the lounge. So
word, you shouldn't buy their love. That's sad.
Well, I've got it now.
Bet you do. How long, though, until they say that spiders are crawling out of your butt,
though? Until
they want
another new game, otherwise they say spiders are crawling out of my butt.
Yeah, that is sad, Snow. What a way to live.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I just need everyone to know that the people I live with are bullies.
I think we've established Evelyn Mock, that.
Nicola Ray, Chris.
Oh, you're going to name names? Hmm? You're going to name names?
Yeah, I just did it. Yep.
What are you doing?
Just checking my balance.
Checking your bank balance. Is it good? Probably high 20, after that nationwide.
£25.
£25?
Yeah.
Oh, you spent all that money.
Yeah, it's all gone.
Oh, dear. Is that enough for a SodaStream?
I'll figure it out.
Great. You can get payment plans, maybe.
For the SodaStream?
You can get a payment plan.
What bleak situation would you be in when you needed that? Pop into Argos and sign a finance deal for it.
Desperate for some of that sparkling water. Just desperate.
No, I'm thinking of going to Japan.
Wow.
Hong Kong. Wow.
Different places.
Well, going to Hong Kong first.
I'm going to go to Hong Kong because my friend is moving there. Pazzi is moving to Hong Kong.
I was going to visit my friend there. When are you planning it? Because I found some cheap flights.
When?
Well, they're between November and May. It's quite a long period.
What about in December or January?
Very interesting.
Maybe at the beginning of January.
Mm-hmm. I was going to go in November, actually.
Okay, well, I can't miss fireworks night.
I'll be going on the 4th.
Okay, cool.
What would you do there in Hong Kong? I think you'd be scared of Hong Kong.
Of the protests?
Yeah.
Very brave, actually. Very brave.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I'd be afraid. Oh, God, no.
What are you talking about?
It's too sad. I was just reading about 9/11 the other day, and it's really sad.
It's not got to do with it.
Just about what people do in a crisis. And people on the phones, they all just said how brave they were and how they were really calm.
Oh, in the tower in that itself, moment. Yeah.
Yeah, and on the phones when they spoke to their loved ones. And I don't know if I'd be calm, I think.
You never know how you'd react in a situation like that.
I think I'd probably be hysterical and annoying, maybe.
Maybe we could buy you one of those experiences. Where you're like kidnapped or like made.
A 9/11 experience.
Yeah, yeah, like one of those prank things where people are like,
make
them feel like they're kidnapped.
Would they recreate like 9/11?
No, I don't know, but someone must do it, right?
We can ask them to like modify it.
Yeah.
Just like keep mentioning it.
Make Harriet think she's got 9 hours left to live.
And see how I react.
And then at the end, we'll be like, just a gag.
What if it's too bad? What if I go so far that you're like, no one can ever, like, shit myself and I'm screaming and I fling my feces at everybody.
Because that's the last thing you want to do with your last hours on Earth.
I don't know. I lose my mind. Oh, and yeah, I'm selfish and I say, she did it. Take her. She's
she
old. She's okay. She's got less time left.
Yeah, no, fair enough. We probably won't do it either.
I don't want to know.
Yeah,
I
it's
don't
good thing
know
those things
capable
don't exist.
Of.
Yeah. 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 Oh, cried about anything recently?
I did. Well, there's been a couple. I kind of cried recently, but I was going to tell an older one because I hadn't seen you.
Because it's been a couple of months.
Yeah, my parents and my sister had a party and they very sweetly invited you, Sunil.
Yeah.
And you said you'd love to come.
Yes.
Absolutely love to come.
Where's this going? You cried about this.
What was it? No, I cried afterwards, but I felt we had to deal with this first because we haven't. Maybe this is what's been standing in between us this summer. And you said you were going to come. And then a few hours before, you tried calling me and then sent me a little coward's message.
At least
saying,
I called first. You didn't call me back.
I was very busy organising a party. And then you said, I'm just not going to come.
Yeah.
And then because you couldn't come, Stuart Laws couldn't come.
Stuart was driving.
Yeah, but you and Men are driving. He got his car locked in a car park.
I got his car locked in a car park? What do you mean?
Absolutely.
How's that my fault?
Absolutely your fault.
What?
Yeah. Absolutely your fault.
Why is that my fault?
I don't know.
I thought he was driving Kate as well.
He said it was your fault. Kate came out of the train.
Well, I'm sorry. I would really like to come. I was just not.
Yeah.
Are you going to
write them a letter? Or
oh, should
what?
I?
I don't know. I don't know what's right in these situations when you cancel someone at the last minute. I've never done that personally. why?
I was in my suit at home, just sitting there in my suit.
Oh,
and then
that's
I thought,
so
I can't do
sad.
This. I can't do this.
No one was really wearing suits. That would have actually been awkward
would
if
really?
You turned up in
I
a
thought
suit.
It was a,
yeah.
I thought it was a suit thing.
Bobby wore shorts and a polo shirt. It looked
like
he was playing PE.
It's all very confusing, so Stuart didn't know what to wear either.
Yeah, it was many
shout out to Stu Laws, who doesn't know what to wear normally.
Wow, that was bitchy. A little bitchy turn.
No, he does know what to wear. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know that about Stu either. I didn't know that he couldn't make it because
I couldn't. Stu's a sweet boy and he'd never say anything.
Well, he obviously said that I stopped him going.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah,
so both of you are throwing me under the bus. Yeah. In one,
yeah, well, you threw the bus in the first place.
I threw the bus on myself,
and then we fell
on
under it. Yeah,
it under,
yeah,
okay.
And you got it on the way. Yeah, so anyway, that night...
Yeah.
Very drunk.
Yeah, there you go.
And the next day,
yeah,
we're so hungover, Sneeny's facial recognition wouldn't recognize her face.
So the alcohol changed the composition
the alcohol,
of her face.
Literally, she was had a new face.
Wow.
A much worse face,
oh,
I would
dear.
Say. Much worse.
So does she then, listen to this?
No.
Okay.
So then it got to 3 o'clock or something, because I was waiting to drive back, because I was like, I don't know if I can do this drive. No. Like, it's very stressful having to drive when you're hungover, because the
fear, still probably a bit drunk,
because of the fear of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I had Sunini and Kate and Bobby in the car, and I was going to drive us back to London, which felt like a huge responsibility. A lot of talent in that car, a lot of children of parents, and...
No, there aren't.
Well,
none of them are children. None
they
of them are parents
they,
of children.
They have parents.
Oh, is that what you meant? Sorry.
And friends and loved ones.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I had to drive. And the drive back from Kent should have taken... My brother left at the same time as us. It took him 1 hour, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It took us 3.5 hours.
How?
Because I took a wrong turning, which then led us into traffic. And then... Bobby said it was a series of wrong turnings, but he didn't want to say that it was a wrong turning because I was getting so upset. But I just kept repeatedly going the wrong way over and over again. And then I got so overwhelmed, I had to stop in a service station. And then we stopped in the service station. And then I thought, I need to eat something to make myself feel better. But then I accidentally ordered soup. which was a really bad choice, and then I was so upset that I had soup, and when I could have obviously, when you're serving something, you want chips or a milkshake or like crisps.
Yeah,
I had soup.
What?
And I was really upset about it and overwhelmed because everyone had things to get on with, and this journey was, we were 3 hours in at this, like, we should have been there 2 hours previously, and I just kept going round.
You were just eating soup somewhere.
Eating soup and saying I need a break.
Yeah,
even though I'd only taken them a matter of miles from the house.
Could have gone home for food. You could have gone back to your parents
back,
for
yeah,
food.
It would have been quicker actually than just going round and round. So then that happened, and then I started crying.
Yeah.
In the service station eating this soup because
feeling
Ilona.
Sorry for yourself, yeah.
Yeah, my friend, she sent me a picture of me and my dad dancing at the party.
Right.
And then I started to think about age.
Oh my God.
And getting older. Yeah. And then I started crying into my soup, and I was like, I just need a moment just to cope with it. And
did no one offer to take over the driving?
No one could.
Okay.
No one could. no one could drive. It was all my responsibility.
Okay.
They were all being so nice, and they were like, you've got this, you can do it.
Yeah.
But it was really bad actually. And you don't really understand unless you were there, which you weren't. As we know, because you didn't
No,
come.
I fully understand that this would have happened.
Yeah. No, but that it was traumatic. Do you understand that?
Yeah, it's traumatic, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
No, fair play to you for having a little cry.
No. No, what? Well done for drop. I got us home in the
you
end.
You did, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want me to say about that. That's a classic incident.
Have you cried? What about you?
No, I haven't cried.
Any long drives?
Yes, I did a long drive to Bradford and back Friday.
Oh, for your wedding.
Friday and Thursday, yeah. That was a long drive.
That is a long drive, yeah. Oh, well, did you cry?
The drive?
Yeah.
It's a straight road.
Did you take a wrong turning at any point?
Didn't take one single wrong turning, actually.
Well, that must be nice for you.
Oh, yeah, actually missed two turns in Bradford, but it resolved itself very quickly.
Add 2 hours and a half to the journey.
No. 15 to 30 seconds to the drive.
Oh, why? You just turn around.
It was in a city. You can just turn around the block.
The
yeah, so
okay,
it's not
well,
like
that's good.
Anything else to ask?
Yeah.
I don't know how you managed to take such a series of wrong turns.
It was horrific. Well, because
You've
I kept turning into traffic, into
you
standstill
know that
traffic.
Drive.
Yeah, it's where my parents live, of course.
Yeah, you know the drive. I don't understand why you're trying to help me by saying why did he keep taking the wrong turn though?
Because I was panicking.
About what?
About where to go.
You know the drive.
I wasn't well. I was very unwell. Sanini's face wasn't even her own face.
Don't deflect onto her. Stop, has nothing got nothing to do with the drive.
It was Sanini's face was really bad. And
what was going on? Were you just like not taking the right turning and then just panicking? It's not even a turn. That road from your parents goes straight to London.
The traffic was so bad that I kept turning into the traffic, and then we'd be in standstill traffic, and I'd go, I can't believe I've done it again. We're back in the traffic. And then we'd be sat in the traffic for half an hour, and then we'd get out of it.
I'd just do it again. Why was there so much traffic on a Sunday?
People going home, probably.
Well, I'm glad I heard that story.
Yeah, well. Do you want to hear a sad story?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I just looked up because I've written notes over the summer if I've seen something that is a sad story.
Okay, good, yeah. This then better be good after a long break. What it was, and I great sad
think
story.
I might have been drunk when I came across this story.
Okay.
Okay. A man has been suffering from a rare medical condition. Which means he can only poop out of his mouth.
That's not true. This is not a true story. Harriet, that's not possible. Give me the phone.
He was admitted to the Royal Hospital last week after suffering from severe constipation and vomiting and what he describes as big black turds.
This is nonsense. How is this a sad story?
His bad breath has made his work impossible. He has been diagnosed with gastrojejunal fistula, a rare disorder of the human gastrointestinal tract, which forces the body into fecal vomiting.
Oh, that sounds gross. How did he find this story? And it's not a sad story. You know it's not a sad story.
Anyway, it's not true.
Give it here. It's not true. Right, there you
it's
go.
Not true. But I believed it for a long time.
What website did you fall? What website was it on?
Hustlers. What's that?
What's Hustlers? H-U-Z-Z. Okay. Okay.
I think it's... I don't know if it's a good website. It seems very bad.
Sounds
I wouldn't
great.
Like to advertise it, actually. It's pretty horrific. But somebody was talking about it. And then somebody was talking about if you could poop out your mouth. Anyway. And if that, and then I found that article and then I believed it. And then it's not true. And don't go on that website.
Okay.
Anyway, this is maybe something... that is very true.
Okay.
And probably very suited to this podcast. Mm-hmm. The new animal trend on the internet celebrates the rotund and plump.
Fat cats.
I've seen it.
It's not a sad
fat
story.
Cats.
And none of these
it's
are sad
so
stories,
sad.
You idiot.
It's so sad. Wait till you get to it. The trend raises concerns about overfeeding and keeping a pet unhealthy for the sake of cuteness. While humans can decide if they're healthy at every size, animals cannot.
Why not?
They don't know if they're fat or not. They just want to eat. It has inspired a wholesome movement towards making sure these animals remain healthy as well as cute. More and more accounts are now dedicating themselves to specific chonky cats, which I think is like, I don't know,
I like
chonky,
that term.
And their weight loss efforts. And so Mike Wilson says, a heavy cat is pretty adorable. A cat who was 33 pounds when he was adopted and now is 23 pounds 1 year later. A big cat on a diet is a guilt-free way to follow an obese cat. So if it's on a diet, you can watch it. You don't have to feel bad.
You have a watch of it, can you?
There's one.
Can I see it? That's massive.
There we go.
That
see,
is huge.
See, you're part of the problem,
that's
actually.
No, that's not
what,
cute.
By saying
that's
like it's
weird.
Huge. It's good because its head's the normal size. It hasn't got a fat head. Do cats get fat faces?
You're part of the problem.
Why?
Because you love fat cats
I'm
and
just asking
you
questions.
Are making them ill.
I'm just asking a question.
See, this is one of the cats. He was so adorable, but he could barely move. The shelter was doing the best they could do, but he lived in a room with other cats and he would just eat their food. Someone has started.
Sounds like they're doing the best they could do.
No.
Someone started a hashtag, real cats have curves.
Oh, come on.
Pictures of cats gazing longingly at human food. Someone says, I'm not going to lie, I think fat cats are cute, but not so cute that they shouldn't be on a diet. he's going to live longer. That is better. It is better to live longer.
Are you reading this? He's describing one of the cats
as a giant swollen ball. That's cruel.
I think we get the idea. You don't need to keep reading this article.
There's much more in the article. I have read the article, actually, many times and looked at all the pictures.
You're just reading random sentences. Go on, do one.
If cats lose weight too quickly, they can develop fatty liver disease.
And you think that is an interesting thing to say to us?
It's been a lot of fun sharing tips on losing weight and things we're doing with the cat. Knowing that a lot of people have this issue with their cat, even if it's not extreme.
Why are you reading this out? People say you're abusing this cat.
We also see I miss when Bruno was fat. So people are the problem. People want the cat to be fat. Bruno's the fat cat on the internet. Bruno Bartlett.
The problem isn't that this article is not a sad story. It's the fact that you haven't read it and you're just picking out little bits that make no sense out of context.
They absolutely do make sense. They do make sense. Look, the cats
can't
are fat.
See
people love it when they're fat. But then people are saying you shouldn't be praising these fat cats because it's unhealthy and they're being fed by their owners. So you have no control over it. So then the cats go on a diet and then the cats lose weight. And then, but then you think, is that anorexia? I don't know.
That article was about. They're worried about cats getting anorexia. Why have you put your phone over there?
Elliot moved it away from me, I think, because I kept reading out bits from the article.
That you haven't read before, yeah.
That's why the sentences are so random. I'm very interested in the fat cats.
Fatty liver disease.
No, see, that's cruel. It's cruel to have a cat that has fatty liver disease. You think it's fine to have a cat that's sick and you just make it sick?
No.
You have to exercise a cat. That's what they're saying in the article.
Oh, so please tell me how you exercise your cat. The one that's been sitting in that chair for the last since I arrived.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried. She hasn't moved the whole time.
That's because you won't let her out.
She gets in fights.
Good, that's what cats are supposed to do.
She can't go outside.
Why can't she fight?
Because she's a bad fighter. She's too small, but she thinks she's big.
She'll learn.
Got to feed her up, make her a fat cat. Then she'll win. It's a very complicated issue, and I don't know.
Tweet Harriet if you think she should let her cat outside to fight all the other cats.
This isn't about me. I think you should let her out to fight the other cats of the internet. And it's, I don't know what the right
answer
is.
But you're part of the problem.
She is very healthy, actually. She was very unhealthy when she had IBS for cats.
She's sad because she's not allowed outside to fight the other cats.
Yes, I know, but I can't let her fight. She came back, she had a bleeding ear.
So what?
Would you like a bleeding ear?
You should have seen the other cat.
What?
I don't know. Wait, what did the other cat?
You got in a fight with a cat.
What was the state of the other cat?
You got in a fight with a cat.
No, I'm saying what was the state of the other cat she fought?
The other cats are massive. But the internet would probably not like me saying that because I'm being rude to cats. I don't know.
It's a minefield.
It's a real minefield out there with the cats. But they do look very cute. But then I think all cats are cute, whether they're fat. But then very thin cats actually aren't very cute. I would say if they're too thin, you're worried.
Problematic, that sentiment. Anything to promote?
I'm on tour.
With your opinions.
With my opinions. I'm going to loads of places. Do you want me to say?
Well, you should say them. Or tell them to go to your website or something.
You talk in between. How about that?
I'm on at the Albany in Great Portland Street on the 28th of September. Doing my show with some very good people.
I've seen it.
Who's on? Jessica Fostercue. She's
very
on.
Good comedian.
I'm going to see her show actually. Are you going that day? Are you?
No, I'm going to see her Soho.
Okay, I'm going to go see her that day. I think you can get an all day pass to see everything. Then I'm at Aberystwyth Comedy Festival on the 5th of October.
Wow.
What are you doing?
I said wow.
Okay.
That's a nice thing to say.
Yeah. That's it. Upcoming.
I am in Liverpool on next Thursday. Ooh. No, wait, not next Thursday. Thursday after next Thursday. 26. Depends when you listen. 20th of September at 81 Renshaw. 26th of
That's
September.
A Friday.
Damn it, on a Friday. 26th of September.
Thursday.
Burning Duck, York. It's a Thursday. 28th of September, West End Centre Aldershot. What day of the week is that?
Saturday.
No? Saturday. October 9th, Aberdeen Comedy Festival. It's a Wednesday. 14th of October, Northcote Theatre, Exeter.
Monday.
26th. A Monday, really? The 26th of October, The Saturday. Wardrobe, Leeds. And December 7th, Dorchester Theatre.
Saturday.
Well done. Well done. Very good. We finally found a use for you. Great.
That's exhausting.
How many cats do you follow on Instagram?
I don't follow any anymore, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because Snoopy died.
Yeah.
I couldn't find any others I really wanted to follow, you know? But I've been sent a lot of pictures of cats that I look like by Phil Ellis.
Elliot, do you have anything to plug? You're doing a live show.
Are you?
They're doing a live show.
Yes, Sean and Elliot Read the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
It's doing a live show early November.
Where is it?
Do we want to open for them?
No.
We could, do 10 minutes.
We could do a 10-minute
podcast. Whoa.
Yep, so there'll be ticket information for that very, very shortly, which will be cool.
Can't wait.
Might go and watch it.
I'm going to go watch it.
Can I have a ticket?
No, you have to buy your own ticket.
Oh, I'll buy a ticket. I'll buy a ticket.
Buy your own ticket.
I'd give him a free ticket to our one.
Your friends. He works for this podcast. He's part of the podcast.
And one more bit is I'll be moving soon.
Oh.
So if you've given me furniture so far, because I asked for it, I need a place to store it. So if anyone has a storage space, I can put it in. That would be helpful. I've got a desk and a wardrobe and a bed because people give me the things.
A bed?
You could live in the place.
Yeah, you could live in that storage place. You need a room.
Can you live in storage
units?
That's
what you want.
I think you can, but...
It implies that you've murdered somebody.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the problem with it.
Which I don't want to.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to get that rumour out there.
No.
If you find, when you find this person, could you also take my bike? Because it's in the living room and my family is annoyed about it.
Why don't you leave it outside?
Mm, sure.
Because it rusts. If you leave it outside, it rusts.
Oh, no, give it away, I mean.
Because I love it.
What? You don't use it, though?
I love it.
It's heavier than you are.
I love it.
It's such a heavy bike.
Yes.
You cannot ride that
sturdy.
Bike.
I do.
All right.
Okay. But I need somewhere to store it because people are angry.
Please tweet Harriet Kemsley if you got somewhere to store her bike. Not if you're weird and you're just going to sniff the saddle and stuff.
Oh, God.
Maybe why would you even put that idea in people's
heads?
I just realised, there are people
out there. I've never heard anyone talk about
that. Don't try and deflect. You're the one that likes to sniff
bike saddles. You've got weird male fans.
Ew, you're the weird fan, I think, right now. That's what we discovered. Okay, great. But please do tweet us. Stay in touch. Rate us, please. We're back. Give us a review.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And maybe we'll do more podcasts.
I think we should
more people know about the podcast rather than... Sunil's got a headache. Are you all right, Sunil?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
You're just sniffing the microphone.
Yeah.
Stop sniffing things. Okay. Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you want to see a picture of a dog that looks like Evelyn?